Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around, whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
We have made it to the final week of the regular season in college football, and we've got one of the last editions of the Big 12 Football Power Rankings. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and we appreciate you being here as a part of the show. So I will not waste any time. I will dive right into our power rankings and count them down from 16 to 1, and then we'll touch on some of the tiebreaker craziness going on in this league. Thank you for coming in on YouTube. Hit that thumbs up. Some of you haven't been doing it lately. It helps more than you realize. Hit that thumbs up right below the video. We appreciate you guys being a part of the show this week. So let's get right into the power rankings. I will start at 16. I will count it down to number one for the week. At number 16, I have got the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I see no reason to move them out of the number 16 slot this week. I can't put them 17. They're 0-8 in Big 12 play. Okay, they played Texas Tech tight, sort of. No. Oklahoma State deserves to be in that dead last spot in the Big 12 conference. Remember, I do this with a little bit of love. Okay, I do this maybe differently than some people, but I do it based a lot on what have you done for me lately and how you're actually playing. A close loss may get a team ahead of a team that got blown out. That's just how I try to put this all together. But Oklahoma State, it's been weeks. They're not doing anything well. They're number 16 in the power rankings in week 14. At number 15, Arizona, falling one spot. They were 14 last week. I put them at 15 because guess what? They got crushed by TCU. They looked like the Arizona they've been most of the season. Meantime, I bumped up Utah to number 14. Utah was 15 last week, so I swapped Utah and Arizona. Hey, Utah almost pulled it off, right? Almost pulled it off against Iowa State. And you got to give Utah this. They're on like their fifth string quarterback. It's crazy. They've got injuries all over the place. But, and I know it's not horseshoes, so what's or what ifs don't matter, or what could have been's don't matter. And close doesn't matter, but they played BYU, one of the best teams in the Big 12, in the title race, and Iowa State down to the wire. Both of those teams beat up a banged-up Utah team very late in the game. If you're looking for that grain of salt, and I know this season has not come close to meeting Utah fans' expectations. You've got one win, and it's versus Oklahoma State. Remember when we all thought that was a Big 12 championship game preview? My goodness, how the mighty have fallen. But you can take some solace in the idea that Utah has come close despite being totally beat up to beating two of the better teams in the conference. So do with that what you want. But I will put Utah number 14 this week. At number 13, UCF, same slot as last week. Went to Morgantown, never really in the game. You got a good running attack. R.J. Harvey's a great player. And it's really sad that R.J. Harvey's great years are being wasted by a team that is directionless, and that's what they are right now. The defense can't stop anybody. The offense is all about the running game. I'm not convinced the quarterback or the future is on the roster for UCF. Gus Malzahn insists he's not going anywhere. That's fine. I respect that. But I'm here to tell you right now that there are people in Central Florida who are interested in a change. If you go to our Heartland College Sports forums, there have been some UCF fans who have alleged that there have at least been conversations around Gus just retiring. But obviously, there's nothing to indicate that that is happening based on what he said after the game. But they will miss a bowl game again for their second year in the Big 12. Cincinnati falls to number 12. They are in a free fall. They've lost four in a row, possibly five straight losses to end the season if they can't beat TCU, which will be tough. And if they lose to TCU, they will miss a bowl game after starting off 5-2. That is not good for Scott Satterfield. Now, they had a softer start to the schedule. They got Arizona State without Sam Levitt. Who knows how that game might have gone differently. But still, you're 5-2. No one really thought that Cincinnati was a legit contender when they were 5-2, but they were 5-2. And if you were a Cincinnati fan, you were like, hey, maybe us. Now you've lost four in a row. You played the better teams in the Big 12, and it hasn't been all that competitive. So it's a tough way to end the season, but this is a sneaky big game for Scott Satterfield to get a W and get to a bowl game and show real progress after going 3-9 last year. Cincinnati's at 12. At number 11, Houston falls one spot from 10. The defense continues to be the stronger side of the ball here. Speaking of quarterbacks from earlier, I'm not convinced they've got the quarterback on the roster. Zion Chris can show flashes, but he's got a ways to go to feel like that guy is going to lead you to be competitive in this conference. That is something that would be very surprising to me if they don't come back with at least another option with Zion Chris. I'm sure they will. The defense, though, is way ahead of the offense there for the Houston Cougars, and they've got to figure out who that quarterback is. Too many turnovers once again, so I've got Houston at number 11. Thank you for the correction on YouTube. Mike writing that UCF went 6-6 last year and lost in that bowl game. Did you say it was Georgia Tech? Is that who you said it was, Mike? In which case, I will stand corrected on that. There were some missed opportunities last year for UCF. That Oklahoma game stands out in particular. There were a couple other close games they lost by, certainly less than a possession. But yes, that's right. Georgia Tech, they lost to in their bowl game. So a good catch there, Mike. Thank you for that, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Let's go to number 10 on the power rankings. West Virginia. They were 11 last week. They're up to number 10 after beating UCF. So this is maybe the worst spot possible for West Virginia to be in. If you want Neil Brown out, well, Neil Brown can say this team is in contention for a Big 12 championship last week of the regular season. What more do you want? And they technically are. And if you're Neil Brown and you say to the fan base, hey, I've got you guys in contention week 14. What do you think back in August? You're like, yeah, sign me up, right? Now, of course, they have like a 2% chance of getting to the Big 12 championship game, but they technically have a chance. So this is like the worst case scenario if you want Neil Brown gone. Now, I'm only big on getting rid of coaches if you have an obvious replacement that you feel like is a home run hire that you can't miss. And maybe the Mountaineers believe that person's out there and they're keeping their cards close to the vest. That's possible. Or maybe that person doesn't exist, in which case, what's the point in moving on? Just for the sake of it? So I don't know what his future is. I don't. But if you're somebody that wants him gone, this is not playing out well because you can justify bringing him back because they have a chance going into week 14 after that UCF win over the weekend. I've got the Mountaineers at number 10. At number 9, TCU, same slot. Say that one 10 times in a row. Same slot as last week in the power ranking. They blew the doors off of Arizona. The offense is humming as we expected. Defense actually had one of its better performances of the season, especially along the defensive line. So Sonny Dykes has bounced back from last year's 5-7 season. They appear to have things trending in the right direction as well. So kudos to that program. It was looking shaky early on. They've quietly got this thing trending back in the right direction and where that fan base wants it to be. And they should be a team with the way they recruit, the talent pool in their backyard. TCU in a wide open Big 12 every year should feel like it's a competitor. I mean, that's just in this conference, that's how TCU should be. That's how its fan base should be. They should expect that. And if they get to 8 wins, they will expect that going into next year. and that's not unreasonable. At number 8, BYU continues its free fall. They were 5 last week, now they're at 8. I know what the box score shows, but Arizona State basically ran them out of the building in that first half. Their passing game woke up in the second half, but they couldn't complete a comeback and came up short. So after a 9-2 start, BYU now needs help to reach Arlington and make a Big 12 championship game. I have got them at number 8 this week in my power rankings. Meantime, let's continue in the power rankings and go to number 7. Texas Tech comes in at number 7. Quietly putting together a nice season, another team that's probably getting overlooked but does have odds to make the Big 12 championship game. That possibility, albeit a small one, does exist. A lot has to break right, but I'm saying if you told Tech fans back in August you'll have a chance in Week 14 to make a Big 12 title game, I'm not going to tell you how big a chance. Would you sign up for it and call that a good season? You probably would. So here we are. All right, so I've got 7. At number 6, Kansas State. They're up from 8 last week. They snapped their 2-game losing streak. Big-time dominant win over Cincinnati. Avery Johnson had his best rushing game in 2 months, and it showed. He's more comfortable when he's moving with his legs. That sets him up to look good in the passing game. That's what you saw on Saturday. Hopefully a bounce-back game that Avery Johnson desperately needed. And K-State back in the win column, going in the farm again and trying to potentially not just spoil Iowa State's bid to the Big 12 championship game, but they have odds as well. Want to say it's somewhere between 12 and 15% based on some of the numbers. So they're there at number 6. Iowa State is number 5 this week. They played with fire on the road against Utah, but they came back thanks to some trickery on that final drive by the offense to come back and win the game. Special teams were not special. That's been an issue on and off the field during Campbell's tenure, but Iowa State is still in a very good position to make the Big 12 championship game. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. Thank you for being here as always as a part of the show as we continue to count down our Big 12 football power rankings and get into the top 4.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Now, with that being said, let's get to number 4. What do you say? Oh, and hit the thumbs up right now on the video if you haven't done that yet on YouTube, and hit the 5-star on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. All right? So let's get to Colorado at number 4. Last week they were 1. They dropped to 4 after KU demolished Colorado. 37-21. They ran him out of the building. Devin Neal was an absolute stud in this game, so he took complete control, had a career game. The kid from Lawrence ran all over a Colorado team that actually was one of the best two teams of the Big 12 in conference play in yards allowed per carry at 3.5, and instead, they got run over. Run roughshod all over the place. Colorado's offense also was not up to its usual par. I thought Colorado, could score easily 30-plus against Kansas, and they couldn't come close to that number. So it is this week, Colorado falling from 1-4. At number three, maybe the sneakiest team in the Big 12 no one's talking about. Maybe in college football, Baylor. Baylor keeps winning. Don't look now. Five-game winning streak entering week 14, and no one's talking about him. In fact, Baylor-Kansas might be one of the best games in college football no one's talking about. Doesn't have a lot of meaning unless you're a KU fan, you're trying to get to a bowl game, and if you're a Baylor fan, you also have odds to get to a Big 12 championship, albeit very small odds. And then we got Arizona State at number two, up from number four. The magical season continues. Double field storms on Saturday after beating BYU. And, man, it's fun to watch this team grow with their young head coach, Kenny Dillingham. Cam Scataboo, maybe the most underappreciated player in the Big 12. Sam Levitt keeps getting better at quarterback. Man, these are exciting times. If you're an Arizona State fan, you've got a chance to get to a championship game for the first time since 2013. It is looking up. Life is good. If you're an Arizona State fan, kick back, enjoy it, smell the roses. Your coordinator's got big extensions. You're probably going to get a massive extension for your head coach sometime in the next few weeks. So just enjoy every single second of it, because there is a lot that you should be just jumping for joy about if you're an Arizona State fan right now. You've got a guy who is an alum leading this team to potentially historic heights. That is the good place to be if you're an Arizona State fan at number two in the power rankings this week. And then at number one, the Kansas Jayhawks. I didn't think I'd say it at any point this season, but KU may very well be the most dangerous team in the Big 12 today, and they will not come close to a college football playoff. But you tell me, ask any team in the Big 12, who do you not want to play right now? They'll probably say KU or Arizona State, and they would be right to feel that way. But you might get 50-50 out of those two teams. Half the coaches might say KU, half might say Arizona State in terms of which team you don't want to play. Nobody wants to play this KU team. It becomes a season of what could have been, but in the end, doesn't matter. This is a team that is as dangerous and as hot as could be, playing its best football of the season and doing something that no team in college football history has ever done, and that is win three straight games over ranked opponents in back-to-back-to-back weeks when you have a losing record. In the history of college football, that has never been done. No one in the Big 12 has come close to winning three straight ranked games this season. I don't think anyone in the Big 12, well, I guess Arizona State's won two in a row over ranked teams, but no one's ever won three in a row this season against ranked teams. Until this week, Kansas did it on Saturday, beating Colorado. They are dangerous with that running game. Jalen Daniels looks like the guy that we thought he was going to be before the season. He came into his own. Devin Neal is an absolute beast at running back. The defense has come a long way as well. Kansas is number one in the Big 12 football power rankings this week. I'm Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. Jeremy writes on YouTube, Colorado ruined the Kansas punter's family visit from Australia. They flew like 21 hours to see him punt. I saw the story, Jeremy, that the KU punter's family came, and let's get it right, 31 hours from his little town in Western Australia, and the dude never punted. Now, there are some rumblings that he was the holder during field goals and extra points. I don't know if that's true or not, but I saw the same story, and man, it was, imagine that. Imagine coming 30 hours across the world. Arrowhead Stadium, home of the world champion Chiefs, going to watch, I think it was their nephew punt for the first time ever at the FBS college football level, and the dude doesn't have a single punt all afternoon because Colorado could not stop anybody. Oh, I'll tell you what, that's a long, long plane ride home. I'll just leave it at that. And you probably got to transfer at LAX, Then you got to get to Australia. Then you got to drive a couple of hours. That is, whew, that's a long one. I want no part of it. Okay, let's get to the tiebreaker policies as they exist right now. The Big 12 put out a statement on this on Sunday, and I want to clarify some things here for you. So there are technically 9 teams still in contention. Now, I gave you 8 during the weekend show. Okay? I gave you the 8. The 4 that we all know, BYU, Arizona State, Colorado, and, of course, Iowa State, Arizona State, BYU, Colorado. There you go. Those are the 4 that we know are in the mix. They're tied at 6-2. Then you've got 4 more based on some of the tiebreakers I saw. K-State, West Virginia, Baylor, Texas Tech. The one I've been unclear on is TCU. And when they say that there are 9 teams, that must mean TCU. The Big 12 did not clarify which teams they were talking about when they said there were 9 teams, but they did say there were 9 teams. So it's got to be TCU also in the mix then. Now we're talking like 0.02% chance, I would imagine, but that's got to be the 9th team. So with that being said, this is very simple to understand when you break it down. If 2 teams finish 7-2 in conference play, they're obviously playing in Arlington for a Big 12 championship. We all know that. So that's the simplest way to break it down. The teams with the best odds to win and be in, no matter who else wins, Arizona State and Iowa State, they're the teams that I told you over the weekend control their own destiny. And according to the Big 12, when you look at 3 team tie scenarios, here's what they say. If there are 3 teams at the top of the Big 12 standings, meaning one of those top 4 teams end up losing a game. If the loss is by Colorado, so if Arizona State, Iowa State, and BYU win, and Colorado loses to Oklahoma State, then it's Arizona State versus Iowa State. If Arizona State loses to Arizona, but Iowa State, BYU, and Colorado win, then it's Iowa State versus BYU. If Iowa State loses Farmageddon, but Arizona State, BYU, and Colorado win, then it's Arizona State, BYU. If BYU is the team to lose, if they lose to Houston and the other 3 teams all win, Iowa State, Arizona State, Colorado, then if Texas Tech defeats West Virginia, then if Baylor beats Kansas and Cincinnati beats TCU, it's Colorado versus Iowa State. Otherwise, it is Colorado versus Arizona State. So the overwhelming odds, and it's not a guarantee, but the overwhelming odds are for Arizona State and Iowa State to be in the best position to control their own destiny and get to a Big 12 championship game. Someone asked if we can make this tiebreaker situation a drinking game. I will not be doing that. No way, no thanks. I'm not going down that road, okay? The other thing I should add about a BYU loss, if West Virginia defeats Texas Tech, then it's Arizona State versus Iowa State. If BYU loses and Arizona State, Iowa State, and Colorado all win. And if there is a 4-team tie scenario, meaning all 4 of those teams at the top win out, it's Arizona State versus Iowa State. What about the rest of the teams? The teams that are 5-3 in Big 12 play entering the week, 1 game behind the teams at 6-2. They must win and see at least 3 of the 4 6-2 teams take a loss. And then you would be put in a situation where you'd be going down through 7 different iterations of tiebreakers to figure out who ends up in the Big 12 championship. There are, as I have seen the estimates, 256 possible outcomes still in the Big 12 title game. And what other conference? And that's when you combine all the games that matter with all the potential outcomes. You are looking at, in the Big 12 conference, 256 possible outcomes with the numbers I saw. That is nuts. But just know, the teams with the best chance, Arizona State, Iowa State, and then BYU and Colorado, is a distant third in those rankings because they need multiple things to happen. BYU just needs Arizona State really to lose. That's what they need in a perfect world. And they'll find themselves in a very good spot, or Iowa State for that matter. But Colorado needs multiple things to happen to get itself into a college football playoff. Do I hate Arizona State? No, not at all. I don't know where that's coming from, man. I'm all in. I'm forks up. Okay, fine. Let me do this for the show, by the way. I'm just going to do it right now because I've been getting the complaints that the Sun Devils sign here at the bottom is covered up by my name. So I will hold this sign up for the rest of the show. All right, we got a few minutes left, or should I hold it over my head? How about I do that? Let me get it straight, all right? Just to show my love. This is going to start to hurt my arms, but I will hold this Sun Devil sign over my head for the rest of the show to profess my loyalty and allegiance and love for the Sun Devils program. I want to get out to Tempe. Kenny Dillingham is like a year younger than me. I want to party with the guy. I know he doesn't do that, or at least he doesn't seem like a guy who parties, but I want to get him out to party in the offseason. I want to go to Tempe. I want to give him this sign. I want him to sign the sign. I want to take a selfie with him. What more could I tell you here? I'm doing my best. Oh. All right. We good? Okay. I just think I'll continue here for the time being. Mike says that Arizona State BYU would be the ideal title game. Ideal for who? Ideal based on what, Mike? That's what I'm wondering. I do think Arizona State's the best story for the Big 12 to have in the championship. If you're talking about storylines and ratings, Colorado being there is a no-brainer. Colorado being in the Big 12 championship game is a total no-brainer if you're just talking about like what's best for the conference. And I also think Colorado is one of the teams that could have the most success in a college football playoff. But they now need the most help because of their loss against Kansas. So the College Football Playoff Committee and ESPN, which was salivating at the idea of getting Deion Sanders into a college football playoff, those odds are very long now based on just, you know, what the data is showing and what the numbers and the tiebreakers are showing. So it's very unlikely that's going to end up happening. But all in all, Colorado and Arizona State probably would be the game that if you were like talking about ratings, ESPN, who's got the most top-end talent to compete in the college football playoff, it's probably them. I want to like Iowa State. It just feels to me like Iowa State is still pretty banged up on the defensive side. I wonder if some of those offensive pieces are a year away. And BYU, listen, BYU has come back down to earth. Yes, they've got a national brand that can carry in a big way, but the offense in particular is what concerns me with BYU. My arm's starting to hurt, so I'm switching arms here. But that's what's starting to concern me. I don't know if the BYU offense would be able to keep up in a big-time college football playoff game. So that's what concerns me about them right now. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports, and am I proving myself to Sun Devils fans right now? I mean, I've never done this in my life. Hold a sign on my head for several minutes as I'm doing a show. What more do you guys want from me here? Okay? All I'll ask from you is get one of our Kenny Crazies t-shirts that we're selling, and I'll link to that in the YouTube channel and the podcast after the show so you can get yourself one of those. Because, listen, you want this guy here for a very, very long time. Now, for the rivalry games this weekend, let me touch on this. One of our comments on YouTube, Arizona State's rivalry game at Arizona. K-State still has a shot against Iowa State. There's a chance for Colorado. Yes, all those things are true. No doubt about it. Jay Brock, staple it so you can free up your hands. Yes, I will staple my head. I've had a very long day with three little kids. I will some days I want to staple my head. I don't think I'm going to do it, though. I think I'll pass today. If there's a team that's going to beat Iowa State, it's K-State. Hey, listen, I think K-State may want some revenge. They would love to knock Iowa State out of the Big 12 championship game, and that would be big time. Francisco wants me to hold the Iowa State sign. That one's bigger. I've had that one for a few years. It's kind of heavy. So I'm not in the mood. I can't be doing that right now. What am I? I mean, what am I? Chimpanzee here? You guys are going to have me doing tricks by the end of the show. All right? Let's put a bow on this thing. I'm Pete Mundo. My arm's hurting. We're Heartland College Sports. We appreciate you guys, and we hope you have a great rest of the day. We've got previews coming up middle of the week. It is Thanksgiving, but we've got plenty of content. Don't you worry about it, and make sure you are subscribed to the channel, especially if you're an Arizona State fan and you're questioning whether or not I like your program. I hope I've proven that to you here tonight. So subscribe. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.